Coach, congrats. You're going to be playing on Tuesday, no matter what, in the final night of the RPAC Conference Volleyball Tournament. Well, what you did last Thursday, but I know, Darner, right, that your girls want to be playing in a championship game. There is no way they want to be playing in a third-place game, are they?
No, that is correct. We have our eyes set on that last game, but truthfully, right now, like, we know that's where we want to be end game, but Southwest and Cambridge are both in the back of my mind because I don't know who we're playing, but right now it's all hands on deck for Maywood Hay Center. Let's take care of them here at home so that we can be proud of where we're at on Tuesday.
Now on Thursday, boy, especially that second game, Maxwell, coming off the big win against Juanita Palisade, boy, they did not make it easy on you at all, did they?
No, they didn't. They really hit a lot of our holes in the first set, and we struggle sometimes with getting down, and we got down, and it just could not get that pull back through. So they got us in the first set, and our girls just said, you know what, we're at home, we can do this, we want to make it happen, and they hammered down the next three sets.
Yeah, lost the first one, but hey, it was best 3 out of 5. That's probably kind of helped you out, some of these teams, not just you, but some others as well, being a best 3 out of 5 in that one. And it sounds like, it really, some of those scores, you really handled them, some of those last three sets, didn't you?
Yes, we did. I am excited for this end of the season because we don't see a lot of matches 3 out of 5. So that's something that's going to take a little bit of time warming up to. But I think it'll benefit us because sometimes we are a slow arriving team, and having those extra sets to just really get in and get warmed up. Sometimes during regular season, you're not playing high level teams, so we had about 7 games in a row where we weren't having to play our best volleyball. So now that we're getting hit with that, it'll be nice to have that best 3 out of 5 for us.
And it's on your home court. I'm sure you had a dynamite crowd Thursday. You're gonna have, I'm sure, the stands will be packed for this one coming up on Monday.
Yes, we actually kind of benefited on Thursday where the football game got pushed back until the wee hours. So we ended up having a huge crowd because people who were out at the football game who maybe wouldn't attend our game anyway, they came in and had the rain delay, so our gym was packed, and not having to fight with football for our playoffs because they're not on Monday makes it pretty nice.
Yeah, I was wondering because you have you have kids who want to be out there watching, the girls want to be out there watching the football team. Do they stay out that late and watch till the end on that football game?
So, small town, you know how it goes. We have, I would say at least 75% of our girls were there. Some of them might have been napping in vehicles or on the bleachers. But we did have two that were out cheering. So they went and played volleyball and then went out and cheered for the football game. And I think it got done at like 12:55, 1 o'clock. So, I mean, but that's what you're talking. When you're talking small town, it's just kind of supporting everyone from every angle. And that goes K through 12th grade. So
what's really ironic about this is you didn't play, neither team, DCS or Maywood Hay Center, played each other during the regular season. You would think in a tournament somewhere along the ways you would match up, but this is going to be the first meeting, which makes it kind of pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, that is pretty great because by the time we get to subs, everyone we play in subs, we play during regular season. So now, like in conference, we're getting to see Maywood Hay Center, and then no matter what, I don't know who we'll play. Like if we play Southwest, it will be the first time we've seen them. If we play Cambridge, that'll be the second time we've seen them. And that was also a great game. So yeah, I like our conference. They set it up real nice.
Well, you got all the top seeds, the 2-1s and the 2-2s that are there to play to play on Tuesday. So I know you want to come out and play in the championship, but boy, the matchups, whatever you have, the fans are going to get their money's worth on Tuesday night.
Absolutely. 4 high-quality teams, no matter the direction that it goes, you know that you're going to be playing great volleyball. So that's kind of the expectation that all 4 of us are expecting to see.